Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coaching changes happening all over the country. Does every year. A couple of them here in Florida, that's one of them. The other one is USF. You talk about amenities. Just built a beautiful indoor. It was already a nice facility. They're planning to build an on-campus stadium. Right now they're playing in Raymond James, which is not terrible. Will Turner covers USF, I mean, throughout the entire year. We run into each other throughout the summer. He does an excellent job for Bulls 247. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Will, thanks so much for taking the time. And I guess you know this drill as well as anybody. I mean, before Jeff Scott was there, I mean, we speculated on who would be there, and now we're doing the same thing. And as you and I talked yesterday, this could be one of these things that could be named any day now.
Yeah, always appreciate you having me on, Blue, first of all. But, yeah, you know, as I talked to you last night, you know, it all indications pointed to, from what I was hearing, that there was going to be some sort of announcement made on this job as early as this morning. You know, I talked to a couple sources on Saturday night, and it all pointed towards this morning, which USF typically doesn't, you know, really announce their big news until late in the afternoon, just on their standard ops. So it felt a little weird, a little out of the status quo. But yeah, you know, it's at this point, it seems like it's any day, you know, that they could be looking at a coach. This is day 22 of the coaching search, so it has eclipsed 3 weeks. And, you know, it's very, very different from the previous one, from Charlie Strong to Jeff Scott, which got wrapped up in about 9 days. So, yeah, right. It really does. It feels like it could be any day that they could make an announcement.
You know, I mean, and whenever there's a coaching opening, and if nobody says anything to everybody, people kind of make things up just to make things up. You know, I looked at a bunch of, you know, coaches that I thought maybe, you know, would be interested in a job. Obviously, coordinators. We, as Zach mentioned, Jason Sider, who's the running backs coach at Penn State, he's from Belgrade. He knows the area extremely well. Here's a guy who would be a great fit, a younger guy who is a tremendous recruiting. What about some of the other names that have been thrown around? I know that quite a few people, and again, they want to get to the point where maybe in the next 3, 4, 5 years that they can make that jump into Power Five, and then it would be a moot point. Then they would be able to sell the fact that they can play for a national title, other than be one of those at large teams like Cincinnati has been, or to, you know, a school like that. Who have you heard that maybe makes the most sense?
Yeah, so, you know, it sounded almost as head coaching experience, although on the record said that it wasn't a requirement. But really, as we dove deeper into this search, it feels like head coaching experience is a prerequisite, that it has to happen, because USF went the route with Jeff Scott of an up-and-coming coordinator. And they're difficult to gauge, right? You know, across the country, you look at some that work really well, you look at some that backfire, and USF had one that backfired with Jeff Scott, you know, and some, including myself, I personally believe this hire is even more critical than the one 3 years ago, because, you know, you're midway through the facilities expansion. So, you know, when you look at guys with head coaching experience, Jamie Chadwell, the head coach at Coastal Carolina, has been, you know, picking up a lot of chatter over the last couple of days. I think he's a name to watch as this one continues, you know, through the late stages of its search. He's one that, you know, it has been very successful in the Sun Belt, you know, maybe not necessarily a lateral move money-wise, maybe more of a lateral move performance-wise, but this is a job that, you know, from what I understand and what I see on a week-to-week basis is in this new American Athletic Conference with three teams leaving is a job that could ascend very, very quickly. And, you know, I think Jamie Chadwell understands that and realizes it. And I think that's one of the big reasons why he's interested in the position. From there, obviously, the big fish is Deion Sanders. And, sure. You know, I know Zach mentioned it for a second about FAU, but, you know, Deion was in contact with USF and in contact, whether it was his agents or Deion himself, he was in contact with USF per 24/7 Sports, as our Carl Reed reported early last week. So his name pops back in. Obviously, there's more traction with the Colorado job than the South Florida job. So it seems like he's more destined for Boulder, but there's still belief there's an outside shot that he could be landed at USF. You know, from there, it's, you know, kind of a mishmash. It sounds like Markwell Blackwell, the running back coach at Ole Miss, who right. was one of USF's first true stars through the Independence and Conference USA era. He's been talked about a lot, as has Larry Scott, who is the Howard okay. head coach that is also an inaugural USF football player as well. So, you know, they're definitely looking, obviously, with head coaching experience and then, you know, potentially a homecoming for some guys that are USF alumni.
Yeah. No, I like Larry Scott would be a great. He's from Sebring. You know, his brother attended the University of Miami. His brother's still the head coach, LeVar, at Sebring. So, obviously, yep. from a recruiting standpoint, he kind of showed what he could do when he took over as interim head coach after Al Golden was let go at Miami. I'm going to drop two names. Scott Frost, one of them being because he showed that what he could do at UCF. And I said this a billion times. If he doesn't leave UCF, he's got a national powerhouse. And the other one is somebody that's really familiar with the program, Jim Leavitt, who actually took them – from nowhere to somewhere. A little bit older, but a lot wiser. Any of those names getting any traction?
Yeah, so Scott Frost was one that I was told very early on would at least get a call. You know, his name has kind of stalled out in recent weeks. In the last week and a half in particular, I heard that, you know, his folks were doing a lot of vetting and research about the job. You know, and USF did their due diligence with him as well, but it sounds like he's kind of fallen out of the hunt. You know, he's one of those coaches that, you know, maybe a year off is what he needs. You know, so that's kind of been the latest on him. I think he's out of the picture at the moment, unless something falls through with one of their, you know, candidates that are higher on their, right. their board at this time. In regards to Jim Leavitt, you know, it's the most divisive thing in USF football history about how, you know, he was let go and you know, the heights that he had ascended USF to. And, you know, I have not heard his name as being, you know, interested in the position. I think he's, you know, perhaps at the point in his career where if he does make a return to coaching, that it's in a coordinator role. You know, he's living the life down here in Tampa with, you know, with his family, and there are constantly sure. Lightning games and Bucks games, and he's enjoying it. He's enjoying the downtime. You know, he spent a year with Sonny Dykes at SMU as their defensive coordinator last season. And, you know, after Sonny took the TCU job, Jim has come back to the area and has seemingly enjoyed every second of it. But he's not been one that's been talked about so far with USF, right. but
just throwing, you know, it out there.
It's an interesting scenario for sure with him.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, let everybody know how they can follow you, because we're certainly going to be touching base with you again really soon when the hire's made.
Yeah, absolutely. So my personal Twitter is at WTurner247. Our site Twitter is at Bulls247. And you can catch all the latest over at Bulls247.com. Our hot board is popping with lots of, you know, information regarding kind of the latest last couple of days and what's gone on. So you can check all that out at Bulls247.com, a proud member of the 24/7 Sports family.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much as always, man. You bring it strong. We'll keep in touch, and we'll get you back on here to make some comments when the decision's made.
Awesome. Thanks as always, Blue. Appreciate you.
Okay, Will, take care. Will Turner Really, really diligent. See him throughout the entire year. Bulls 247.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.